discuss, consider communities unlimited presentation by Cesario Vela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And first I want to start by thanking the city council members and management for the opportunity to promote our no-cost technical assistance program to you all this evening. I'll start off by introductions, employee introductions. We have with us today Gabriela Vargas, who's she's out of our Laredo office. She's a development specialist in training, recently hired for the Colonias program.
Yeah.
We have Cesario Vela, who's a development specialist. He's got a AA certification in water and wastewater, many years of experience. And then myself, I'm Raul Gonzalez, I'm from Brownsville, Texas. I'm also a development specialist. In fact, I think I've been here before many years ago when City Hall used to be at the older building. I think there was a lady, Gonzalez, that was maybe the city.
Melissa,
that's right. Yeah, I think we worked on some rates before. But we also have other employees throughout Texas. In Austin, Tyler Longview, and our state director is located in Houston, Texas. We also have two more development specialists that are in training that are going to be located in El Paso. Our home office is located in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And it's a nonprofit organization that is part of a national group that has a contract with USDA to provide this no-cost technical assistance to existing borrowers or applicants. Typically, our service begins with helping the community meet some of the items listed in the letter of conditions. When you borrow money from USDA, they'll issue you a letter of conditions and they'll say, we're going to lend you the money subject to you completing all these items. This is probably what happened with Ms. Gonzalez way back. You probably borrowed some money for a wastewater project or water project, and I came about to kind of help troubleshoot some of those items. Some of those items that are listed in the letter of conditions are a security vulnerability assessment for your water or wastewater plant, emergency response plan that's also required, governance training for the board of for the city council members. I don't know if you're aware, but each of you are supposed to have or required to have some training with open government, open records and open meetings. And so we help with that. In addition to that, they also require in that letter of conditions a rate study. And we can help you with that at no cost. Unless you have someone already, if you have a contract with someone, you can go back off. And you can, I don't want to mess up anything that you might have. In addition to that, to getting referrals from the USDA office, we also get referrals from the TCEQ. The TCEQ is the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and they're your privacy agency. They're the kind of like the police for the water quality. And they're the ones that conduct annual visits to your water plants and your wastewater plants, and then write you a letter back and tell you these are the things that you need to correct. Sometimes it's minor things, bulbs, signs, fencing. Sometimes it's something you're out of capacity, something that's going to require money to fix because you're going to have to expand your wastewater pipe, or you're going to have to correct something. The lagoons aren't working. I don't know, Cesario was kind of the expert on that. But on this occasion, Cesario does have a referral from the TCEQ. We're going to use the EPA program to help you through with that. Lastly, if you allow us the opportunity to work with you, one of the things is we all have large jurisdictions, so we're on the road all the time. So what we ask is, in some cases where we're kind of trying to monitor the project development needs for USDA, is to send us a copy of the agendas every month. And that way we'll know if there's something on there that we need to attend and kind of report back to USDA. Things like that will help us keep the project moving. The project begins for us is to identify what, besides the we already know that you have a violation with the TCQ and EPA. Besides that, another way of knowing what your maybe some of the needs that you might need to for corrective action is we go through an FMT assessment, financial management and technical. We usually coordinate a site visit with the manager, maybe the water operator or the sewer operator, and go over a list of items and ask them. And based on that results, we'll say, okay, they're lacking policies, they're lacking this, they're lacking that. And those are things that we'll list in this agreement. We'll bring that agreement back to the council for approval. All you need to do is commit time and resources that when we ask for something, we can provide them information. That if we're doing the rate study, we need billing information, you're going to respond and provide us the information we need so that we can complete these tasks. And like I said, this is at no cost to the community. I'm here helping out Cesario and Gabriela with this introduction, but Cesario has the specific details of the referral for you.
So we were saying, all the services that we provide are free because we have 10 contracts with different agencies to provide technical management and financial assistance to utilities in Texas. And one of the programs that we have contracts is with the EPA. And specifically, they have sent me a referral on the city of Daly because of the water wastewater plant. So what that will entail is that I need to meet with the city manager, the city administrator, and the operators so we can discuss what's going on and how the problems are going to be solved. So that's the other thing that I wanted to inform you all about is that I'm going to have to have access to Mr. Alvarez and to his operators so that I can evaluate what's going on and what are y'all going to do to resolve those violations, the TCQ. Talking to Mr. Alvarez, I understand that you are planning to expand the wastewater plant. I think it's a prison. Anyway, that's what I need to talk to you about. And when we were up there at Seguin last week, we talked to Betty about this particular referral. And she said, well, just tell the city of Daly to go ahead and proceed with an application so we can see how we can help them. Because she said, y'all are customers already, or clients, that's what she calls it. So she's already going to be looking for it. So all you need to do is start the process, the application process.
What's
the
financial way?
Can I ask you, what are we applying for?
Sir?
What will we be applying for?
Well, I think when I talked to Mr. Alvarez, he was telling me that y'all plan to expand that plant and that y'all are going to have some funding to do that. And I just mentioned it to Betty when I was up there.
And who Betty is? Who
Betty Soto is a USDA area specialist. She's out of Seguin. And she handles all this kind of applications. She's very good at what she does, and she'll help you with the process. You don't have to hire any kind of contractor to of course, an engineer needs to prepare the specifications or whatever, preliminary engineering report and environmental report, things like that. But as far as doing the actual paperwork, Betty will work directly with the city at no cost to the city. You know, after she receives the application, then she'll send it. Get it just directly with Mr. Alvarez, or she'll send one of us the main thing is complying with the error condition. Once the application is in there, that's the next thing that gets issued, is an error of conditions. And once you get the error of conditions, what you all can do is you can call us, If you have problem with the rates, whatever it might be, emergency response plan or anything that has, that's on that, there are conditions, we can help the city free of charge because of a different contract. We currently have different, 10 different contracts with different agencies to provide this kind of assistance to the utility system. And now we've got a lot more people. When Raul started over there, they only had 4, including the director. Now I think we're about 10 in the state of Texas. And this is we're all over the United States, but the state of Texas is the one that has the most staff now. And I think we have the most programs of all the states. And but we're there, you know, for whatever you all need us. And the important thing is that it's free of charge. It's not gonna cost you a penny. That's paid through the contracts that we have to provide assistance. So it's not, you can only help these persons. If you apply for a USD loan, you're gonna get help. Or if you have a current USD loan and you come into some kind of problem, we're gonna help. This other referral is a completely different thing. This is something that I have to do, and I just have to work with y'all. And I just want y'all to know, want the council to know that this was coming. And I plan to call Mr. Alvarez, have an appointment with him, and get this stuff done.
Okay, but who sent you the referral for the city of Denver?
Okay, the USDA, no, EPA has a contract with us to provide technical assistance to water utilities in the state. And mainly the ones that are out of compliance or have violations. So I have a list of about 15 utilities in Texas that they sent us. And the city of Dilley is one of them.
And you're saying you're gonna come in and do the work for free?
No, I'm not gonna do the work for free. I'm gonna come and evaluate the situation. And because here it says that they're exceeding the
capacity.
The discharge capacity. So what I'm gonna come and just talk to Mr. Alvarez about it, and also about the operators, if they're not certified, try to help them get them certified. We can provide training. We can provide books that they can study so they can pass their test. All kinds of things. One of the main things that we do is training. So that falls into the operators. The operators can't pass the test for whatever reason. We can come over here and do a training session with them, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I can provide a lot of material, study materials for them also. But mainly this is my main reason to bring here now. Previously it was USDA referral, but now it's a compliance issue.
Yeah, we're aware of our compliance problem with that,
and also
we're on our way to fixing it.
So what I'm gonna need probably is the letters of non-compliance and things like that, so we can review them. Just
but
gotta make a report.
I think there has to be an agreement from the city council before you start asking for documents.
No.
Am I not correct?
Raul mentioned that already.
Yeah.
Already Raul mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
That we would bring what's called a work plan.
Right,
for
but
y'all
the city
to,
has
y'all
to agree to enter into a working agreement with you prior. You're talking about already doing the work.
Well,
and,
hold on. Let me see.
Right?
On the assistance that the woman and I we provide as part of USDA,
right.
Y'all have to agree to that. But as far as the compliance one, I have to do it.
But that's what I'm saying. We don't have to agree to USDA. I mean, we can
go
through a different source of funding.
USDA is
a source, but we don't have to agree to their funding.
No, sir.
Right?
I said that's when we provide assistance.
Okay.
We can provide assistance if y'all decide to do that.
Yeah, we're not here to force the funding.
No, we're not even there.
I'm
sorry if you misunderstood that.
Yeah.
We're not here to force any funding on you guys. We're here just to explain what we do if you decide to apply.
Right.
That we can help you for free.
Yes.
And that's where the service agreement would come in.
It's a second opinion, sir. It's like a solution. Also another solution to
to the problem that we have at this time?
No, sir.
Well, or is that what you're saying?
We are not telling you that you have to apply to USDA or Barrio Board or anybody for that matter. If you don't want to apply or don't want to fix a problem, that's up to you. But the thing is, you're going to be facing fines with DCQ. So something has to be done. Whether you go to Water Loan Board, to a bank, wherever you decide, we are not telling you to go to USDA. We are just telling you that we can help after you decide. Yeah. And if you go with somebody else and you need assistance, since your current fund, you're funded by USDA or something else, mm-hmm. we can help anyway.
So they provide a wide variety of, from the literature that I've written, of technical assistance, so I think we might be able to use them in some way, or maybe not as a sewer plant, because we're already at our plants. You don't have engineers, we still have to have engineers, and we have to apply for funding.
His technical expertise, if some of these problems can be solved through changes mm-hmm. in operation, he'll be able to help you, talk you through it, mm-hmm. or provide you some. If the issue is capacity and you need to build onto, mm-hmm. then you need an engineer and you need a funding resource. But he's going to evaluate and he's going to find out if there's anything there that you can do in the meantime to it'll also be reported back to the TCQ. Mm-hmm. They are working with us. You know, and if you don't want to work with us, then that's not going to look good for you when the TCQ is an EPA or spending some money, sending someone out here to, and they want to know what's going on. Well, how is it that you're going to solve the problem?
We're past that stage where we've communicated with them and we've told them how we're going to solve the problem. Of course, we still have to do it.
We're not engineers or attorneys.
Yes.
So we don't give engineering design stuff, or we don't give attorney advice or nothing like that. All we do is comply, help you comply to the letter of condition if you decide to apply to them. And if you don't, and if you need some help with somebody else, we can still help you because you know our current. That's all we're saying.
Okay. So it sounds to me like you're helping to stay compliant so far, making sure that this is not being violated anymore, this is being fixed. So in the meantime, while we're getting to the bigger project, you're helping us along the way to make sure that we're doing what's right.
Yeah, we're kind of like a third party between the TCQ and EPA saying, hey, what are these guys doing? Well, their engineer wrote us a letter, said that they're working on it. Well, what does that mean? Okay, what else? Not all of it is capacity. Some of it is other compliance related that can be solved, may be able to solve internally. Through our operational needs?
Or and it's a question, are the operators all certified?
We have one with a double C license and one that has had a B license, having a C license also recently died. So, we're working on
that. I apologize if y'all misunderstood what we were here for. We were not here to force you. We were just told tell y'all, and if y'all wanted to, that she was ready to assist. That's all. We weren't here to tell you, you have to go to USDA. No, sir.
So between your organization and the city of Dilley, there would be no formal agreement on anything? You just provide the service?
No, we'll mention that. We have to bring a work plan before the city council, and y'all have to look at it, and if y'all approve it, fine.
But where is the funding source? You say it's that you do the work for free. I don't see how are you going to get paid?
We can get paid.
Agencies.
We got it. Get all this?
10 agencies. Mm-hmm.
These are contracts that we have with different organizations. USDA.
But how are they going to pay you to help the city of Dilley?
How do they pay us? Mm-hmm. Through the contracts that we have with them. They provide a certain amount of money. For example, they'll say, Communities Unlimited gets $2 million to assist systems in the state of Texas. And that's money that's approved by the U.S. government through rural development. So In essence, what they do is they give this money to the National RCAP Association. And then the RCAP has different chapters all over the states. And then they, in turn, give us the money so we can do this work. And it won't cost y'all anything. Because it's really your money, because it's federal money. When you come and look at the final point where it originated, it all originates in the federal government. All this money that we get paid to help you is your money, really.
So if we already have the company that does our water and rate studies, if we already have our financial company, if we already have our engineer, that would make a difference. You're still going to provide the service?
No. Oh, yeah, we can. We can, but we're not going to interfere. If you have a contract with a company, an existing contract with a company already, we're not going to interfere in that. We're not going to go in there and tell you, we're going to do it for you, for free. Yeah. No, that's your deal. Right.
We're talking about two different things. A little bit of clarity on the USDA part. USDA is not going to pay me to do a rate study for the Texas Water Development Board.
Right.
For you to go to the Texas Water Development Board. I'll get paid if you go to the USDA. So, but the EPA,
it's a different thing.
That's a different thing. That, it doesn't matter who you go to or what you want to do. All he has to do is to report back to them. You're cooperating with them. You're working with them. These are the things that you're doing to get to that point. Right. The fact that you've already selected a lender and you've already selected some consultants, that is
that all goes, totally that's fine. I'm going to go into the report that I submit to them when I close this account with them. I'm going to say, City of Dewey is doing this and that. And that's going to be the end of it, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Whatever happens after that, that's your deal, not mine.
So the time that you will put it in with the City of Dewey will make a difference? The time that you spend doing and looking into the compliance or whatever that
how
you're doing,
time?
For, right, the time that you're putting in,
it doesn't matter. We spend as much time as is needed. Whether it's me, whether it's this referral on compliance, or Raul's work on helping you with a closing document, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know, Raul has taken months on some of this project, and nobody ever says, you gotta stop, you can't do it anymore. Or you've already spent 3 months over here, you can't help them anymore. Nobody's ever said that.
The only worst thing that can happen would be that the program doesn't get renewed. You know, right now, I don't know where we are with regard to the budget. You know, it's maybe we've got 2 more years left on the budget, so I've got 2 years to.
And another thing is we've been getting this, budgets. I mean, this organization has been in existence for 40 years. So they've been operating through these grants and contracts for over 40 years now.
Yeah,
so I don't think we're going anywhere.
Yeah, we've been blessed with USDA funding for like you said, for a very long time. Also, Office of Community Services also. And EPA gives us a little bit of money, not quite as much as the others. But they want results. They want us to report back as a community working with you and that kind of stuff. So that's our program. And like I said, we're not here to push anything on you. We're just explaining our resources and what we can do to help. And if you have contracts with engineers and all that, that's great. That's
the only thing that on this compliance referral, it would be to your advantage to work with you on it, so I can make a report. Because I would hate to report the City of Dewey does not want to work with us, doesn't want to tell us what they're doing to comply. I don't think it would be very good.
So you offer a wide variety of technical assistance, and I'm sure we can find some way to work together.
I'm just, you know, as far as the other part of it, you're correct. You don't have to do anything with us. But as far as this compliance referral, yes, it will be to your advantage. to work with me. Because I'm gonna make the report based on what Mr. Alvarez and I resolved about this issue. That's all. My report, Mr. Alvarez has already done this, this and that, and they're moving in the direction of compliance. That's it.
If I may ask now, okay, so if I gather most of the information correctly, you came here because EPA asked you to come down because we had some deficiencies.
Originally, when I first came and met with Mr. Alder, USB office in Sabine had asked me to come talk to Mr. Alvarez about the audits and making sure the payments were on time and all this kind of thing. But then, this contract on compliance, we just got it. In fact, this system was just assigned to me last week.
I
didn't know that I was going to end up being doing this when I originally came and saw Mr. Alvarez. But this contract was in the works. We had submitted a bid on it, and we got it within the next 2 weeks. I was assigned several systems, and that's why it changed from purely assistance offer to one company.
So basically what you're needing to do is to help us along in responding to EPA in our deficiencies, putting the information together so that you can submit that yes, we're headed in the right direction. Because see, we've been talking about this for a while now, okay? So we've done the problem or talk about it and the other things we haven't done. Yes, we've talked about funding and you know how do we get there. Just different things, and when you mention USDA, well, that's because USDA is a form of funding that we could possibly consider at some point. But for right now, we're not bound to you for any dollars other than you will come in and do an assessment as to how we have proceeded or how what our plans are to take care of the deficiencies that we currently have.
You will never be bound to any monies to Community Center.
Right,
never.
Because you are paid through
the
federal funding.
Whenever, see, this is where I'm lost.
For other than this compliance issue, there's no cost to you. Mm-hmm.
This is where I'm lost. The presentation is a presentation for services, but then you're also saying you're here to help us comply because you've been told to come to get us into compliance by EPA. So I'm lost.
The original presentation that was going to be made was solely to provide assistance.
Which is what's on the agenda.
Correct. Okay, so the only reason that I brought it up is because I'm going to have to work anyway with Mr. Alvarez on this issue. And I was already here.
So if the EPA was sending you, wouldn't they send the letter to the city, to our city attorney, to our city?
No, sir. Because what happens is EPA is the one that issues the contract. And TCEQ goes through all the records and tells our company, this is the list. This is the list of systems that you need to work with.
So they're basically telling you, these are the cities where you can possibly get a job.
Let me just say this. If you want us to leave...
I'm just saying that what's on the agenda is one thing, but then you're saying compliance is another thing. It'd be more clear if we just work on your presentation and not work on compliance. That it's a different, the item on the agenda and what you're presenting are two different things.
No.
Correct, Bobby?
No.
To
it's
some
technical
extent.
Assistance.
I just know what I'm reading on the agenda, so I don't know what the presentation is. I'm assuming the presentation that we're getting is the presentation that is on the agenda.
The presentation on their services.
On their services, but he's saying now that he's here to help us comply because he's been told to come.
Right. So I get, and since I, of course, I'm only going based on what's on the agenda. And I'm assuming now that you did not receive anything and where you're getting at, it would have helped if there was a referral in writing or a letter of introduction or some sort of communication from
EPA
or TEC.